The broadcast is live.
Live. It's alive.
Everybody wants to know about your first day.
It was good, you guys. It was really good. It's so, like, my head is spinning. I have a lot to absorb. And then today is a little bit more, I mean, I was ready to like hit the ground running yesterday. And my new boss was like, just, you know, you may want to just take another day just to kind of absorb some more. And then we can go at them. Like, I was feeling a little bit like Beto and put them up, you know?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And I only have to travel, I think, like once, and that'll probably be to CPAC, which will be great. That'll be good.
I mean, I may have to come just because you're going to be there and it'll be right. An excuse, right?
Oh my God. Yes, you will.
I may have to.
I know. And then Rob can broadcast and then I can harass you. Oh my God.
Well, I wouldn't bring Rob.
Oh, you wouldn't?
That'd be ridiculous.
You would just go by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That would be so fun.
I would like probably just take time off to do that.
And then just go?
Yeah. And just hang out with you.
That would be so fun.
If you're allowed, like if I'm allowed to do that with your new job.
I mean, I don't know. I'd probably hang out with my boss and then we can go hang out at night and I just get no sleep. And then
awesome.
That'd be so fun. We could act like 20-year-olds. Right. Because that's what all the 20-year-olds do.
I have an email from Karen Kraft who wants to point out that yes, she's a Karen, but she's not a Karen.
She's not a Karen.
Right. She is from West Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh,
I know. And she wrote, hello. This was back in August. Again, I'm very, very behind on email.
Gosh, mock.
She wrote, hello, lovely ladies. I have been a fan since the pandemic started. You ladies are the bomb. I watch you every morning. Mock, I listen to you and Rob every day. All of you are my spirit animals. Truth and love of country are oozing from you. Thank you for all you do. Now on to MyPillow. My hubby and I went on vacation recently and took our MyPillows because we cannot sleep without them. Unfortunately, we forgot them at one of the many hotels we stayed at. I thought he grabbed them. He thought I did. In the car, I noticed they weren't there. So on the way home, I ordered two more. They were there the day after we got home, 2 days after I ordered them. I have also purchased two sets of sheets, two dog beds using the code... Yesterday, I also bought 2 to 4 months supplies of food from My Patriot, also using code CHICKS. They are on their way already. Can't wait. And next up for me is Omaha Steaks and GetAcre.com. Thank you for all you do. Keep up the good fight. God bless you and your families. If you ever get to North Dakota, you have a place to stay. P.S. Ron DeSantis 2024. And then she sent a second email saying, CHICKS, I almost forgot. I have two sets of towels and two bath sheets.
Oh my gosh.
I love her. That's from Karen.
I love
She's got all the things.
It's like, here's another. And another thing. I love it.
And the code CHICKS will get you discounts on everything. But right now, the extra special discount is the buy one, get one on their Giza Dream Sheet. So don't miss out. Just go to MyPillow.com. Use our code CHICKS. Get all your stuff. Get it now because you Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Supply chain. Everybody's starting to freak me out with the supply chain.
Well, you should be freaked out. You know why people should be freaked out is because with the shutdown of last year, and I know that was a Trump thing. He didn't want to do it, but he was basically forced by all of his advisors and everybody and Fauci to shut everything down, right? There's no way that we can just recover from that just like that, right? So there's going to be pain and it's going to be gradual. And I feel like it's going to be pain. You know?
It's going to be pain, you guys.
I feel like there's going to be pain and we just need to be ready for the pain. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
People are already feeling pain. It's what is it? What do they call it? Transactional inflation?
Transitory.
Transitory.
That's a bunch of bull crap.
Well, of course it is. It's a made up phrase, right? It's inflation, you guys. We're suffering inflation right now is what it is.
And it's going to get a whole big bunch worse. People are already saying, watch your heating bills this winter because, oh my God, with gas prices the way they are, no matter what, regardless if you heat your home with gas or electricity, just be prepared for the pain.
Imagine if I still lived in Indiana.
Losing your mind.
Remember my power bills there? I used to cry, you guys. I used to like get a bottle of vodka and then open my and then opened my heating bills. That's how bad it was. I mean, they just went, when I lived there, they just went up and up and up and up. Yeah. I'm glad I'm glad I'm, I mean, I miss you, but I'm glad I'm
Well, remember what, who was it that first said it, that Rahm Emanuel guy, never let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
This White House is definitely taking it to heart. And in fact, Psaki said yesterday, this is the perfect time to completely fundamentally transform the country. Listen to this.
To make fundamental change in our economy, and he feels coming out of the pandemic is exactly the time to do that.
So there you have it. Mm-hmm. She's taking full advantage.
Who's shocked by this, Rachel?
Right.
Yeah. And he doesn't feel anything. He's not, I mean, he's, listen, he's following suit because he's like, and he's shuffling along and he has no idea where he is. And he's like going to get his like ice cream, you know. But it's like, but let's face it. She and her like band of like merry socialists are running the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening. Everybody knows this. I mean, even Kamala doesn't even know what the hell's going on. She has no idea. She's hiring actors because nobody likes her. Actors have to sit down with her because nobody wants to sit down with her because she's insufferable.
Oh, my God. She's so into moon craters, you guys, like in a big way. She's
like Hillary is into balloons, right?
Right. I mean, it's just weird. It's very, very weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of who's running the country, Pelosi, she had her presser yesterday and she was asked outright about the fact that so many Americans have absolutely no idea what's in this gigantic spending frenzy bill that they're trying to push through. And so her response to that reporter was very telling. Listen to this.
Sell this. If ultimately you have to.
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there. And but it is true. It is hard to break through when you have such a comprehensive package. As we narrow it down and put it out there, I think that it will. For example, one of the things in the bill is the continuation of the Biden tax credit, that is child tax credit, that is in the within the rescue package.
Right.
That has great appeal. Do people know where it springs from? No. But it is a vast bill. It has a lot in it.
Yeah.
And we'll have to continue to make sure the public does. But whether they know it or not, they overwhelmingly support it. And
oh, my God. She's so full of crap. Yeah, there's a whole lot in it. I mean, it's 2,400 and something pages, right? I mean, we all have time to read that in between our jobs.
She doesn't even know what's in it.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, she's got to pass it to find out what's in it. I mean, and even then, it's like we all have to like toil away at our jobs every day to give her a giant $24,000 fridge. I mean, do you see her getting all defensive? Do you see her like getting up there? And when she said, you guys have to sell it, you have to sell it. She's all like, you got to sell it. You got to sell it. It's like she gets so defensive. She's like, why aren't you selling it? Because you need to hurry up and jam it through so I can have more control and more power so I can get more money from you people. Because you got to, why aren't you selling it? I mean, you guys have always been on our side. Why are you like fighting back right now? This is not like you, press. This is not like you.
That was what was the most telling, is that she was like, what's going on? You're usually all over helping Democrats. And now where are you? Well, it's because even the opinionated mainstream media journalists cannot get on board with this whole notion of a $5 trillion, when it's all said and done, you take the gimmicks out, of a $5 trillion spending plan costing $0. No one can defend that.
And how do you sell it? How do you sell that? I mean, even the best salesperson is like, I can't sell this crap. Right. I can't. Like, it's, this is impossible to sell. Yeah, and because people aren't buying it because they know what a big load of garbage it is.
Yeah. And they know that when you just like you just spend money willy-nilly and you print more of it, then all of the prices of everything are going to continue to go up and people are already feeling the pain. That's what this administration keeps forgetting, is that we're going to buy gas. We're seeing the empty food shelves. Like we have eyes and ears and you can't deny the reality.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why they're so dumb.
Yeah, and not only that, but a lot of people are, you know, even if they don't think, because let's just face it, a lot of Democrats don't think, they feel.
Mm.
Well, people are feeling it. they're feeling it. They're feeling it at the gas pumps. They're feeling it with mortgages. They're feeling it with, they're feeling it. They're feeling it every single day at the grocery store, everywhere. You feel it now. I mean, it's like this, you cannot go on and think that people are just going to like ignore all this crap, because eventually, I mean, we're 9 months in, right? I mean, it's, we're not even a year in, and it's, I know, right?
Oh
and
my God.
And people, like, people will go into poverty. I mean, they will start, because you, it's not, this isn't sustainable.
Yeah.
This level of inflation, it's not for a lot of people. People will really, they will feel it to the, I mean, some people are lucky enough to go to the grocery store and be able to go, okay, well, I can pay $7 for a pound of bacon. I can do that. I'll get through it. If I want to pay for bacon, I'll do it this month and that's fine. But some people will be like, I can't buy bacon because I just, I simply can't afford it. You know, I can't do that on my salary. So people are feeling it. Democrats are feeling it. Liberals are feeling it.
And you know when they're going to feel it even harder? Because of this child tax credit that now you just get right into your bank account instead of accounting for on your tax return. People who are normally accustomed to getting gigantic refunds because of the child tax credit are now not going to get those refunds. And they're going to be pissed. Yeah. They're either going to owe or they're going to be short on the giant refunds that they get themselves accustomed to. And they're going to be like, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, Biden is what happened. Yeah. That's what happened.
Well, you know what? Good. It's right before the 2022 election. That's handy for us.
I wish it was actually closer.
Like, yeah. I wish
April was closer.
I know, because people forget. Mm-hmm. But I think inflation will still be terrible by then. He's still going to be terrible. It's not like these people are going to change. They're still going to be freaking commies.
And can you just, like, Pelosi's eyebrows keep getting higher, you guys. Yeah. They just get higher and higher.
I need another one. These are my eyebrows.
Yeah. They're just so ridiculously high. All she had to do instead of using all that surgery was just use Genucel. But she missed that boat, man.
Why didn't she just do that? Why didn't she just do it?
That is what you need to help you put off aging as long as you possibly can without shoving a bunch of crap into your face.
Listen.
You just put luxurious things onto your face.
Right. The XV cream totally distracts from the fact that I didn't wash my hair. That's what it does, you guys. It's fantastic.
And the jawline treatment is totally distracting from that as well.
Yes.
Because your jaw is so tight.
I know, right?
Totally. It's amazing.
So no one's seeing this. They're just seeing this. Exactly. It's fantastic, you guys. You have to. And then go. You can get 50% off.
Any of their packages.
Right. If you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks. I love that they sent a catalog. It has all of their goodies in it. It's like you can just put together and you can put together your own little package and like make it a spa day. I have so many little things in there. My daughter and I, like, every Sunday night do a little spa Sunday night now. And I have her using some of the stuff, even though she doesn't need it. I mean, she's 11, but she like, what's this, mommy? What's that, mommy? And I'm like, this is for when you have this, you know? She's like, ew. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to get it one day. Just wait. But I'm just, you know, you guys have got to try it. It's the most fantastic stuff. We love it. We've been using it for years. And, you know, I'm serious. You're not going to be sorry that you tried it. You're going to love it.
Love Genucel, genucel.com/chicks. Get your 50% off of their amazingly pre-curated packages. You will not be disappointed. I can assure you. Okay. Before we move off of Saki, and I am apologizing once again for the continued sack attacks, but there's a news story about Hunter Biden, which we'll get to. There is one guy, precious little reporter guy from the New York Post, who did a bunch of the reporting on Hunter Biden and this ridiculous excuse that Jen Psaki keeps trying to give about the art gallery. Oh, he won't know who the potential buyers are. Meanwhile, he's like gripping and grinning with all of them.
Right.
And he keeps pushing her on this. And now she's getting mad. She is getting very, very snippy and very condescending. Listen.
Anonymous, I was hoping you could say if the White House knows who purchased the five prints and whether there is indeed a departure to the arrangement that there would be an anonymity here.
I know this is your favorite topic, but it still is the purview of the gallerist. We still do not know and will not know who purchases any paintings, and the president remains proud of his son.
White House.
Did you have another question on something else? Otherwise, we're going to move on to some other topics. Lots going on in the world.
Yes.
Wow.
She will not.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, people on the left are like, she's a badass.
Right. They love it. They love it.
Meanwhile, Hunter is a complete loser and could be, you know, somebody who is infringing on our national security. Right. I mean, they don't care. If this were Donald Trump Jr., they'd be all over this, like, you know, white on rice. Right.
Well, and the defense about, because I was tweeting about this yesterday, and the defense that people were giving to cover for Hunter was unreal.
Yes, they provide so much cover for him.
It's like, my God.
He is the biggest loser on the planet. And they just think that he's, oh, but he's fine because he's a Biden. It just, it shows you, it exposes the double standard that they're so blinded by this double standard. I'd love to ask George Clooney what he thinks of Hunter Biden.
He would, you know, he would do what Psaki does. That's just a ridiculous question. We need to move on. There's a lot going on. And then that would be it. And then they just don't ever have to address it.
Yeah. And then he'd be like, those Trumps are skirt chasers.
Right.
They're just a bunch of skirt chasers. Really? Okay. Okay.
Well, and now it comes out that Hunter and his dad share a bank account.
Yeah.
So don't, Biden can no longer just say to reporters, just outright lie, I've never talked to Hunter about any of his business dealings.
Yeah, but you know
what? Share an account with him.
But nothing will happen, Mock, because of the DOJ that we have. Nothing will happen. No one will look into it. And if they look into it, it's completely biased because the attorney general will do nobody will do anything. Nothing will happen. I mean, I'm not trying to even be, a cynic it's just that we all know that nothing's going to happen because there's a double standard. Everybody, liberals know it. Conservatives know it. There's a double standard in this country. The Bidens get away with everything. Democrats get away with everything. They can do whatever they want. They can go, you know, chase after low class prostitutes and do it in the open and smoke crack and be.
You want to hear the best part that people were saying back to me? You just want to sleep with Hunter Biden.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
I want to remain disease free. Thanks. Ew.
Right?
So much vile. So much ew.
I think we're like in color reverse today.
I think we are too.
Oh my God. It's so weird.
We always do this. We always, it's like we do it, we don't do it on purpose. And I've got, I mean, it's right.
It's just crazy.
I know.
Anyway, so many people were like, I'm so sorry that your Republican husbands can't satisfy you and you're just lusting after Hunter Biden. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Project much?
Oh my God. And like, I've watched the tape. You made me watch the tape.
I know.
That guy is a freak. And not in the good way.
Not in the good way. Yeah. And he has to pay for it, you guys. Right.
And he's
sending $25,000 to prostitutes.
Right. And he's not only paying for it, but listen, I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be really
do
mean
it.
Now because we're all friends. He's not paying for just, you know, like prostitutes. He's paying for like the kind that are on the side of the road, like in those nasty places. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not paying for the call girls that are like in Vegas that are beautiful. He's paying for the ones who are, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Laying down here, like he's paying for that. Ew.
But this is also like, to me, I was struck a little bit yesterday by how that is the go-to for liberal women is that so many, because it was so many different people, many different accounts were like, they were using that as their sick burn to me.
You're unsatisfied, and
your husband doesn't satisfy you, and you want Hunter.
And they're all like, ew, high five.
And I was just so dumb.
Yeah. And you're going, no, because he's completely vile.
What?
Oh my God.
And just so many.
Yeah. Oh, and he is, and he's not even a real dude. I mean, it's like, oh my God. Like he'd be the last, even if he wasn't doing any of those things. And he was just standing there and he was just, you know, like a pathetic Hunter, just a Hunter, just standing there, just like, just being next to his
existing
dad, next to his pathetic dad. I would just be like, oh God, he's so, no, No.
So much internal puking.
Right.
By the way, I was TikToking last night. We'll get to that in a little bit. But there, but Adele, you know, is coming out with her new song, I think in 2 days or maybe it's tomorrow. And she did a little preview of it on Instagram. It's absolutely beautiful, the little piece that she played so far.
Really?
And I was dying because so many of the comments, people were like, Adele's new song is going to cure COVID. They're like, they're saying, I'm in a happy relationship and I cannot wait to slide down a wall and cry while I'm listening to this song.
Tell me if this is true or not. I heard, because this is more gossip. This is like celebrity gossip. I heard she works out twice a day.
Three times a day, I thought. I thought she was addicted to working out that it was three times a day.
Then I wasn't wrong. Yeah, that's a little bit much.
She used the word addicted, that she's addicted to exercise.
Yeah, that's a problem. I feel like that's a little bit of a problem. If you're
working. I mean, she looks good.
She does look good, but three times a day, I feel like that's a lot of work out. That feels like a lot of work.
It does seem like a lot of work. But the comments, man, I was dying over them. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that, because what I really wanted to show you is Beto showing up, man. Wants all the fights.
Okay. Put him up.
Ready?
Put him up.
You want to debate or argue or fight or fuck with me on politics, I'll take it all day long.
Wow. He's a...
He'll take it all day long, you guys.
He and Hunter Biden need to go out drinking. Don't they? They're like this. They're kind of like the same, you know, essence.
Yeah. I think Beto would be terrified if he were in Biden's presence.
You think?
I feel like there's not the same level of alpha there.
Really? You think he's even less alpha?
Oh, yeah. Because Beto would like be in a furry costume. You know what I mean? And Hunter would be like, that's hot. Let's work on that. Let's explore that.
you think Hunter would try to sleep with them? Totally. Hunter would absolutely try to sleep with them without.
Thank you, Larry Lowe. Larry says good morning and hope our week is going well. Thank you very much for that.
Why does Beto do that? Why does he continue to do that? He's like, I'm going to take away all your guns. I'm taking away everything. And then everybody's just like, and people do, they do exactly what that chick with the emo does. She uses the force. Like all of us with Beto are like using the force, like chick that they put the email. We're all like, dude, no, you're not taking,
just stop.
You're not taking anything from us. You're like a 12-year-old boy and no.
And here, put on this banana hat.
Right. I mean, they're there. Bless your heart. No.
Maxine Waters is a delusional psychopath. So yesterday she tweeted on her Twitter account that her Twitter had been hacked and erased. Oh. She knew who did it and she was going to take care of that.
America. Okay. So, all right.
Everybody responded and said, do you mean this Twitter, like the account that you're tweeting on that we can all see and respond to, that Twitter? And then Twitter responded and said, yeah, so we've looked into your account and nothing has been compromised.
Okay. All right. So again, yeah. Right.
I just, you know, she and so many others in Congress are, they just need to go away already. Like, this is enough is enough.
Wait, she's way too old. They should put her on that committee with, what is it, Bloomberg, to talk about how Finsta should be shut down.
Blumenthal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Blumenthal. Why did I say Bloomberg? Blumenthal. They should have, because I feel like they're the same person. They're both
They're both a little lizardy, yeah. And they've got the whole
both,
zombie
both
thing.
Both old
going.
And look kind of the same. Yeah, but they should put her on that committee. You know, because she seems to know a lot about technology.
She does seem to be in the know about all things high tech.
Very much is in it. And what is she like? I mean, she's what, 90 now? So, I mean, naturally, I feel like she would be a great person to put on that committee. Because that's about right.
Old enough, not quite yet, but almost old enough to run for president.
Totally. Almost.
A couple more years and she'll be ready.
Right. Maybe like 3 or 4 years. Yeah. She can maybe run for president. It's about that age. Yeah. About right. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Okay. You guys, we got to bring it in. I'm not feeling well. I've been feeling kind of under the weather. I think
you think it's the flu shot.
Oh, I got a flu shot on Sunday and I just feel kind of oogie. That's why I didn't wash my hair this morning. I know. It makes you feel so much better.
They must not have given you like the J&J on the sly. I got really sick from that.
You know what? That would really, can I sue them for that?
I mean, I feel like that's been happening a lot to people.
But how do you know? I mean, like you told me about stories like that, but how do they know? Because I don't know.
Well, like in the case that happened here in Evansville, and it was a 6-year-old little girl that accidentally got the COVID shot. And then she's already having heart problems. And so the pharmacy told them, like the pharmacy realized the error and called and said, our bad. We accidentally gave your daughter and you, whoever the parent was, we gave you guys COVID shots instead of flu shots. Whoops. So they fessed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's happening all over the country, apparently. Is that happening?
I mean, it's not like a huge number of people, but I've seen enough stories about it that I'm just like, if you're going to get your flu shot, just double, triple hound the person that's giving it to you to make sure that that's what you're actually getting.
You know what? And that there again, it's going to make people not.
Whoops. Sorry.
It's going to make people not want to get the flu shot. It's going to make people not want to get any vaccines. It's going to, so.
Because of the trust issue. I know.
Right. I mean, we already have so many trust issues in this country with this vaccine stuff. It's like, mm-hmm. What? Stop it. You know?
Yeah. I know.
You guys.
I hope you feel better.
I'll be all right. I'll be all right. I just need more coffee. That's all.
I can't believe how much we match.
I need a trough of coffee and I'll be all right.
Yes, that's
guys,
what you mean.
We hope you have a fantastic day. It's hump day, you know? Who doesn't
that's
love
right.
hump day? Especially Hunter Biden. You guys.
That's right.
Have a fantastic day. Bye.
American veterans jumped into action to save American citizens and our Afghan allies. But do you know why they did it? On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann of the Pineapple Express to discuss the loyalty of our veterans and how the collapse of Afghanistan is impacting them. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.